You have just heard an extract from Romances, Opus 73, Number 6, Again, As Before, Alone, by Tchaikovsky. If this woman's voice were an instrument, don't you think it would be the cello, which is almost as expressive as a human voice? This woman, painted by Francesco Solimena, who was one of the great Neapolitan masters of the early 18th century, is intriguing. She radiates a sense of mystery, heightened by her anonymity and the enigmatic darkness of the setting. She's even more successful at capturing our attention and delight as she isn't looking out at us. She appears to be daydreaming. We ask ourselves, who is she? Is she inside or outside? Is she rising for the day or preparing for bed? There is a troubling intimacy in her curvaceous forms, the whiteness of her skin and the perfect oval of her face. It is tricky to situate her in any given era, since her clothing doesn't give us any clues. She is wrapped in a bundle of fabrics and sheets gathered about her. None of it appears to be fitted and fastened. Is she wearing an indoor attire or a chemise? Her body isn't adorned with jewellery. Nearby, some fine tableware and a delicate pearl beg the question. Is she a woman of high society or Cartesian? Natural and adorned, she radiates sensuality, yet she sits under a dark, stormy sky. Does the sky reflect her soul? With so many questions left unanswered, we can but admire the beauty of the painting. The lustre of the fabrics, the sheen of the velvet, the fluidity of the drapery contrasting with the rigidity of the building in the background. The artist has painted this work in the Baroque style. The heavy blue satin curtain is reminiscent of a theatre backdrop. Added to this is a collection of antique and exotic details, such as the ram's head vase and a mysterious woman's turban-like hairstyle. Since the sitter remains an enigma, she could be what is referred to a fancy portrait, drawn from the artist's freely wandering imagination.